Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, where we turn the daunting into the doable. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a topic that might seem a bit daunting at first, but is absolutely crucial in the world of academic research, the peer review process. Have you ever felt that tingle of anticipation when submitting your research for scrutiny? That's peer review at work. It's the backbone of scholarly communication, ensuring that what we read and cite is not just new, but also credible. To kick things off, let me share a little story. Early in my career, I submitted a paper that I had worked on tirelessly. When I received the reviews, they were mixed with criticism that was hard to swallow at first. However, this feedback was a goldmine. It pushed my work from good to great, sharpening my arguments and deepening my analysis. This experience was a real eye-opener for me about the value and impact of a thorough peer review. Today, we'll explore why peer review does more than just validate your research. It can transform it. Whether you're submitting your first article or your 10th, understanding this process is key to your success in academia. So let's get started and unpack the layers of peer review together. Let's dive right into understanding the peer review process. At its core, peer review is the vetting mechanism by which experts in your field assess your research before it becomes part of the academic record. This process is vital because it ensures the work is robust, original, and adds value to the field. There are a few different ways this can happen, depending on the type of peer review. The most common types are single-blind, double-blind, and open review. In a single-blind review, the reviewers know the author's identity, but the authors don't know who the reviewers are. This is traditional, but can sometimes introduce bias if the reviewers have preconceptions about the author. Then we have the double-blind review, where neither party knows the other's identity. This method is designed to eliminate bias, making sure the research is judged purely on its quality and contribution to the field. And lastly, there's open review, which is less common, but gaining interest. In this model, both the reviewers and the authors know each other's identities, and often the reviews are published alongside the final article, promoting transparency and accountability. So, what happens in peer review? Generally, once a researcher submits their paper to a journal, the editor reviews the submission and decides if it fits the journal's scope and quality standards. If it passes this initial check, the editor sends it to a number of peer reviewers, typically experts in the field. These reviewers evaluate the paper based on its methodology, significance, and clarity. They provide feedback and recommend whether the paper should be accepted, revised, or rejected. Understanding these elements helps demystify why peer review can sometimes be a lengthy process. It's all about ensuring that the research published is of the highest quality and integrity. So when your work is under review, remember, it's a vital step toward contributing valuable knowledge to the world. Great, now that we've covered what peer review is, let's talk about how you can prepare your work for submission. This is where you ensure that your hard work pays off and your research gets the attention it deserves. First up, clarity and coherence are your best friends. Before you submit, go through your manuscript with a fine-tooth comb. Make sure that your ideas flow logically, your arguments are clear, and the language is straightforward. Simplicity in writing helps convey complex ideas more effectively. Next, you need to follow the journal's submission guidelines to the letter. This includes formatting, style, and even the types of files you can submit. Ignoring these guidelines can delay the review process or even result in immediate rejection, so take them seriously. Now let's talk about your abstract and introduction. Your abstract is the gateway to your paper. It should succinctly summarize your research question, methodology, main findings, and the implication of these findings. Think of it as a mini version of your paper. On the other hand, your introduction should hook the reader, setting up the research problem and why it matters. Lastly, choosing the right journal is crucial. you need to find one whose audience will resonate most with your work. This means understanding the scope of the journal and the interests of its readership. Take the time to read some of the recent articles published in the journal to get a feel for what they're looking for. Matching your paper to the right journal not only increases your chances of acceptance, but also ensures your research reaches the right audience. Remember, preparing your manuscript for submission isn't just about dotting your I's and crossing your T's. It's about presenting your research in the most effective way possible, making sure it's ready to make an impact. All right, you've submitted your work and received the peer review feedback. What comes next? Handling and responding to this feedback effectively is crucial. So let's dive into how to do just that. When you receive feedback, it generally falls into one of several categories: rejection, major revisions, minor revisions, or acceptance. Each type of feedback requires a different approach. If your paper is rejected, take this as an opportunity to learn. Review the comments carefully and use them to enhance your manuscript before submitting it elsewhere. If you're asked for major revisions, it means your paper has potential but needs significant work. This could involve rethinking parts of your data, your argument, or even your methodology. Minor revisions typically involve more straightforward changes. Just a few tweaks and you're almost there. And then there's acceptance. Sometimes straight up, sometimes with minor tweaks suggested. Even here, it's important to carefully consider any feedback to further refine your work. Now, when it comes to addressing these comments, always prioritize the major concerns. These are the issues that can significantly impact whether your paper gets published. Address each comment carefully, showing how you've resolved the issue or plan to address it in your revisions. It's crucial to maintain a professional tone throughout your responses. Even if you disagree with something a reviewer has said, remember to keep the tone respectful. If a reviewer has misunderstood something, clarify it calmly and clearly. This isn't just about defending your work. It's about engaging in a productive dialogue that improves your research. And what if you really feel a reviewer's comment is off the mark? It's okay to disagree, but do so respectfully. Explain your perspective clearly, back it up with evidence, and show how it strengthens the case for your research. This kind of dialogue is a normal part of scientific discourse. Lastly, view revisions not just as a necessity, but as an opportunity. They aren't just about fixing problems, they're about deepening your research, clarifying your arguments, and enhancing the overall impact of your work. Every round of feedback is a step toward making your research the best it can be. By approaching peer review as a constructive dialogue, you not only improve your paper, but also grow as a researcher. Remember, every great scholar has faced challenges. It's how you learn and grow from them that counts. So take this feedback, roll up your sleeves, and use it to make your research shine. Let's dive into how to make your peer review experience as successful as possible. A key element here is the support network you cultivate around you. Having colleagues or mentors to review your drafts before submission can be a game changer. They not only help polish your work, but also provide moral support, making the journey less daunting. When it comes to the psychological side of things, handling criticism constructively is vital. It's important to remember that feedback isn't personal. It's about improving the work, not a reflection of your worth. Learning to view criticism as a tool rather than a setback can transform your approach, helping you use feedback to sharpen and refine your research rather than seeing it as a roadblock. Staying organized is crucial. Keeping track of deadlines ensures you're always prepared and can respond to feedback promptly and efficiently. When you do respond to reviewers, aim for clarity and conciseness. Make sure your replies are thorough, directly addressing the reviewer's points, showing how you've incorporated their feedback, or thoughtfully explaining your decisions. Lastly, always remember that reviewers' feedback is a resource. Each piece of advice holds the potential to enhance your work, offering you insights that you might have overlooked. Viewing this feedback as a precious tool can change your whole perspective on the peer review process. By embracing these approaches, you turn the peer review process into an opportunity for growth and learning, making it a constructive and enriching part of your academic journey. Remember, it's all about refining your work and making a meaningful contribution to your field. As we wrap up today's episode, let's quickly recap the key points we've covered about the peer review process. We started by understanding what peer review is and the different types it can take. We then moved on to preparing your work for submission, emphasizing the need for clarity and adherence to journal guidelines. We discussed how to respond effectively to feedback and the importance of maintaining a professional tone throughout. And finally, we explored how to make the most of the peer review process, using it as a tool for growth and improvement. I encourage you all to see peer review not just as a hurdle to overcome, but as a valuable opportunity to refine your research and grow as scholars. It's a chance to engage with the wider academic community and really push your work to its highest potential. I'd love to hear how you navigate the peer review process. What strategies have worked for you? Do you have any tips or stories to share? Connect with us on social media or drop us an email. Sharing your experiences can help create a richer, more supportive academic community. Next time, we'll dive into another intriguing aspect of the academic journey, so make sure to tune in. Thank you for joining me today on Dissertation in 90 Days. Until next time, keep challenging yourselves, keep growing, and keep pushing the boundaries of what your research can achieve. Goodbye for now.